Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Phoenix, Arizona, it's time for Phoenix Business Radio, spotlighting the city's best businesses and the people who lead them.
Welcome to Phoenix Business Radio, broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studio in downtown Tempe, where we help build businesses and connect you with the right people. I'm Karen Nowicki, and you know, you can always tell that you're going to have a fun conversation when there's already giggles and laughters, and I feel like I've known you forever kind of conversations. And that's exactly what's happening in the studio just moments before the on-air button came on and we went live. So I am very excited to introduce you to some incredible business leaders in our community. Jacqueline Destremps, founder of Another Hand Advantage, LLC, and co-founder of 100 Plus Women Who Care, Valley of the Sun. Welcome, Jacqueline.
Hello. Thank you.
Did I do okay with the last name?
You did. I was actually a little nervous right before you started to say it. I thought, uh-oh, she didn't ask me.
I did ask you a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, a couple weeks ago.
But I'm glad I nailed it. And thank goodness for the next two women with names that I can pronounce without having to pressure myself. We also have in the studio with us productivity coach Margo Brown with Wave Productivity. Welcome, Margo.
Thank you for having me.
Yes.
So excited to be here.
Likewise. And we've met through the Tempe Chamber of Commerce. It was a women's meeting. What is that organization, that section of the chamber called?
It's the Women in Business Council. We get together and we work on educational opportunities for women and business leaders in the community. We're having an event on May 24th. It is a leadership conference. We'll be talking about some really great things. So I hope everyone can join us.
I love it. We'll hear more about that. And we got to meet, I think it's been a couple months ago.
Yes.
I was a guest. And then Dawn, she was last year's Woman of the Year.
Dawn Hawking.
Yes.
She works at the Center for Rehabilitation. They do wonderful work with people who have disabilities and can get them to work. It's a wonderful organization.
So I went and met her over there so I could take a tour, and I was fascinated and blown away with all the work that they do.
It's amazing.
Incredible. And she's been with them since the beginning of time, it seems like. She's been with them a long time. And she and I went to high school together, which was
fun. Oh, wow.
Yeah, isn't that crazy? We were both at McClintock High School together. And then Jennifer Burwell was also at that meeting that day. And I don't know if she's a regular member or not.
She is.
And so she is with Max 6 and Conscious Capitalism of Arizona. And I've gotten to know Jennifer very well. We have some exciting things in the works with Max 6 and Conscious Capitalism down the road. But it was fun because I walked in as a guest, you know, not thinking I'd know anybody. And it was like, oh, hi.
Yeah,
that's always that
fantastic.
Fun. Yeah. So without further ado, let me introduce you to our third guest in the studio today, business coach Aaron Garcia, affectionately known as Coach Aaron.
Correct. Thanks for having me today.
I'm so happy to see you. And we joked in the lobby, we feel like we've known each other for a very long time, but this is really actually the first time we've met in person.
That's true.
Isn't that
absolutely
funny?
Yep. Thanks for Facebook and LinkedIn, right?
Right. Where we can have friendships and hopefully they turn into real life experiences.
Right.
But it's either way, I'm a Facebook advocate. I know there's a couple things going on right now with some stuff with Facebook, but I've found that there's many relationships that I've so enjoyed getting to know. And I wouldn't have had another opportunity to cross paths with some of the people that I've gotten to know through social media.
Yeah, there's so many people I've met who aren't in Arizona, who are outside of, you know, the state, and that I would never have met without going through Facebook.
Yeah. Absolutely. Have you ever seen some of those silly videos where they mock the Facebook relationship? And you know, if you had a real person relationship with someone like you do on Facebook.
Oh,
have you seen those videos? They're so funny. So like, you know, but just how we behave so differently on social media, especially Facebook, that if it were real in life, you know, ding dong, the doorbell, hi, and you just rush into their house and you find out everything about them. You know, you just spill all over them. It's just really pretty funny.
And of course, they're wearing their perfect outfit, perfect makeup, having the perfect day of their life.
Right, exactly. Invasion, home invasion. So I'm excited to introduce each of you to our listening audience. And so let's just start there. Let's have each of you tell a little bit about your business and how you serve your customers and your clients. Jacqueline, you want to start for us?
Sure. So as you mentioned, I founded Another Hand Advantage in 2014. And actually, when I first started, I started just doing web design. And I had found that there was a need for affordable web design for new small businesses and nonprofits. And I really wanted, it was something that I had experience with, and it was really something I wanted to help them out with. So that's how I started. I started just doing web design. But then what I was finding was that my clients said, okay, I have a website. Now what? How come people aren't, you know, how come my phone's not ringing off the hook? What am I doing wrong? And so over about a year and a half or so, I actually ended up helping them with their social media, helping them with their email marketing. And I actually felt like I was kind of going in lots of different directions. I was helping them with this, helping them with that, but I wasn't, they still just weren't getting the results that they needed. So I thought, what do I need to do here to help with that? And that's actually how I met Coach Erin. So I worked with Coach Erin to find that clarity. And what can I do to best serve my clients? I really want to help small businesses. I really want to help nonprofits. What do I need to do to best do that? So that's when I kind of did a little bit of a pivot in my company about a year and a half ago, I think. It's hard to tell anymore with that, how quickly it's going by. Now I really work on the whole marketing strategy with those clients. Well, the very first time that we work together, I actually look at everything that they're doing in their marketing. What does their website look like? What are they doing on social media? Are they utilizing email marketing? What are they doing with Facebook advertising or any other kind of digital advertising? And then I work to make sure that those things are all working together so that they're not spending a large amount of time, say, on social media, but then neglecting their email or worrying too much about their website, but not actually sending people to their website, maybe through digital advertising or social media. So that's kind of where I got with it after that time that I worked with Erin, and it's been really great. I've been really helping those small businesses work on also their confidence and not feeling so overwhelmed with their marketing. Because I kind of have a approach where it's different for everybody. It doesn't need to be the same. What works for one person isn't going to work for another. So just kind of finding that level place for them where they can feel like they are confident in doing it themselves, or at the very least, they know a little bit more about what they need to do, either to hire me to help them out with those things, or maybe hire somebody else if there's somebody else out there that can better serve them.
Love it. And so much more to share, but yes, let's have an introduction from our other friends as well, and we'll circle back. Margo, how about you? Tell us about Wave Productivity.
So I moved from the East Coast to Arizona, and when I was on the East Coast, I was an avid surfer. So now when I'm landlocked in Arizona, the closest thing I get to a wave is probably Wave Productivity, which is why I named my business what it is.
I was going to ask you.
Yeah. I love it. So I just was a surfer and love waves, but it's also how my clients work. You know, when you're paddling out to a wave, it's a struggle to get out there. And that's what my clients are experiencing. They're experiencing struggle in their work day. They're feeling overwhelmed and stressed out. Once you turn around and you can catch that wave, you know, when you have the productivity skills and the organizing skills that you need and you get them under your belt, your day can just, you can just ride that wave and feel really great. This morning I was with a client, we were working on email. And at one point he said, and I was like, what's wrong? And he's like, I just feel so much better and so much in control. And I was like, my heart sings. That's my joy, is to make people truly love the work that they do and feel passionate about it in a short amount of time with skills and techniques that work for lots of people.
Isn't that interesting? So, and I'm guessing that Erin's going to... It's not going to be unsimilar.
I know they can't see me, but my head is nodding up and down.
Yes. So the theme here, right, is helping people just focus and find balance and harmony in what they're doing. When you love what you do and you're an entrepreneur, business owner, and or even an executive leader, there's so many different hats that we wear, right? So whether it's marketing or if it's in just productivity and showing up in a strengthful way. And I haven't even heard from Erin yet, but you girls are really, I think, the wings behind and sometimes even in front of your clients. Yeah. So Erin, tell us about your your business and how you help.
Well, I love that segue because I really feel like the three of us here are sort of that gust of wind underneath your wings. And I know that's, you know, the wind under your wings is a really famous song, but I think that's kind of what we're doing here. And like Jacqueline said, most of my clients are feeling like they're going in multiple directions. They feel like they're moving really quickly, and yet they look at themselves and think, oh, my feet are still in the same place I was yesterday. And so for my clients, it's really about taking that overwhelm and turning it into confidence, taking that chaos and turning it into calm. And really, for me, it's about simplifying business. You know, there are a lot of big, huge concepts to business, and there's huge concepts to marketing. You can go out on your best friend Google and you can find 100 million different ideas for your business, all of which contradict the next one.
Oh, yes.
And so then you're
like
stuck.
Having a baby, right?
Yes. And so then you're stuck trying to, you know, figure out, how do I take all this information and integrate it into my vision of what I want? And oftentimes my clients, it's amazing how many clients come to me. And as we coach, they go, well, that's what I was going to do 5 years ago when I started. And so they lose that vision of themselves. And so for me, it's really about keeping the business owner in the driver's seat and really creating their vision clearly for themselves and how to move that vision forward without, I would say there's always these confidence crushers, right? Mm-hmm. So how to make it through those confidence crushers that new business owners think, oh, it's got to be me. Seasoned business owners think, I should have already been through this. And so for me, it doesn't matter how long you've been in business, whether you're just starting out or you've been in business a while, there's going to be decisions to be made. There's going to be challenges to be faced. And so that's what I'm here to help you do. I don't want to take over your business. And I know when Jacqueline started working with me, she really had this thought that business coaches were going to come in and tell her what she was doing wrong and what she should be doing. And that's nothing that happened between us. We were looking at what is happening in her business. What does she want to happen in her business? And then how does she want to get from where she is to where she wants to go? And me being there really as the support. And I'm not the support like Siri, right? So I'm not the one who's going to say, you need to turn right in 3.5 miles and you have to listen to me in order to get your destination. But I am sitting next to you, you know, as you're in the driver's seat on this road that, and I'm the one helping you read the map and say, well, you could turn on I-17 or you could take the 10 to Tempe. And here's, you know, what you're going to see on the 17. Here's what you're going to see on the 10, and helping you decide which path you really want to take to your destination.
So it sounds like there's a combination of guidance and direction, but also accountability and mindset. Is that right?
Mindset.
Mm-hmm. And it's funny because Jacqueline even mentioned that in marketing. And I know, Margo, with you with productivity,
yes,
so much of it is helping people get out of the weeds and drop out of their head where we think that our answers are and get some clarity. And so each of you help clients with that in a unique and different way.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yeah, definitely.
I think what's interesting is we all have the same philosophy where, you know, the client leads us. We're not leading the client. So we're also building on their strength and not focusing so much on their weakness. And that's where someone shines and gets motivation in what they're doing. So I love that we all have this synergy. It's fantastic.
Yeah, I do. I think every one of us... The end goal is that our clients feel more confident. And I always say confidence is the number one key to selling, right? If you're not feeling confident, your client's going to know you're not confident. And it just doesn't make the sale easy to make.
Absolutely. I had the privilege of being on David Bryson's Why Can't You podcast this morning. He'd been a guest previously here at Business Radio X. And one of the things we talked about was in my executive leadership coaching, which I'm not really doing so much anymore because Business Radio X has taken over my life in a good way. But we talked about how I wanted to help my clients grow enough that they grew out of me, that they didn't need me anymore. And everybody's nodding their head in the studio.
Exactly.
So I was going to ask that question. Two things that I'm noticing about our conversation, even in these brief few moments, is that you each are helping guide your clients, letting them, as Margo said, they're leading you, right? I mean, you're there to help. But I also hear you saying that you would love for them to get to a place where they would no longer need you, correct?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Definitely. I would say absolutely and absolutely not. Because I think that no matter what stage in business you're at, there's going to be another challenge to face. So while my clients do grow out of me, they tend to never leave me. And so
there's
they can come.
Evolution of yeah, what they
new
need
evolution.
From you.
Yes. So they won't stay with me, you know, on a consistent weekly basis or even on a monthly basis. But I have a lot of clients who will come in and do a quarterly review with me.
Mm-hmm.
So they do move beyond me needing me all of the time, but they do come back and know that there's somebody they can bounce ideas off of who already knows the back history, so they don't have to go and kind of replay that whole thing again.
Love it. My analogy is it's like a little nest, and I'm the mother bird, and it's not that I'm going to kick you out of the nest, but I am going to teach you to fly. Anytime you want to come back, I'm here for you. Mm-hmm. And that happens as well. So I say absolutely, and you're right, absolutely not, in that, you know, issues happen, overwhelm happens, stress happens, and clients can come back because of many issues. Overwork, a family is ill, or someone in the family is ill. And so just kind of being able to accept them back in what's happening and be able to work it through with them.
Well, I think Margo and I were talking in the lobby before about, you know, there's always that next evolution of your business. And mm-hmm. so when you move to that next evolution, you're trying to expand your services. You're trying to expand, you know, you need the productivity from Margo to ensure that now that you can handle whatever's coming on. And for me, it's clarifying that you're expanding in a way that is good, that's, you know, going to support your brand. And it's also going to support that lifestyle you want to live. So I think as much as you do fly away from us, you know, you can always come home.
Would you say the same for you, Jacqueline, as well? I'm thinking so with the marketing and,
right.
and how you teach, but as well as help them.
Well, one of the things that I've always loved about marketing is it's something that's always changing. But how I love and embrace that it's always changing, I came to realize, not everybody likes so much change. Why, you know? So once I realized that, that's when I really started to look at it as kind of, as Aaron had mentioned, working with them, getting them to that confidence of, okay, I don't need to come up with 5 different goals right now for my business. Let's work on these 3 goals. And then maybe next quarter, we'll work on some other goals. So finding those goals, they're feeling more confident about that. They're feeling more confident how they can move forward with it. But then they're also have gained that confidence to know, okay, I know when these are things that come up that I can handle. I've been given those tools. Jacqueline worked with me on this, but there's going to be times where they can clearly say, okay, I know that I'm in over my head on this one, but I have the tools to do what I need to do now. I can go back to Jacqueline. We can work through it on a strategy call. So I guess that's, you know, what I was saying when I was like, oh yeah, I want them to outgrow me. But at the same time, I want them to outgrow me on some of the basic things, but know again, that they can come back with anything new that comes up when Facebook decides to change its algorithm again, or all of a sudden LinkedIn now has video. Oh my gosh, what are we supposed to do with the video on LinkedIn? And how do I incorporate Instagram or Pinterest?
Videos, yeah, branding, mm-hmm. you name
yep,
it.
Yep.
Wow. Speak to branding for a minute. I know you've got a business brand kickstart event coming up soon.
Yes.
Can you tell us about that?
Yeah, I'd love to. So on April 20th, I have put together a event with 2 other local business owners, Loren North of Through the Closet Door and Crystal Holman of Crystal Clear Photography. And we are holding 90-minute sessions where small business owners, entrepreneurs can sign up for that 90-minute session. And during that time, they work on their marketing strategy with me. So they come in and I ask them questions about, okay, what are some of your goals? We're just kind of starting off the second quarter here. So what are your goals this quarter? What do you really want to get out of that? And then I review their marketing, what they're doing at their website or their social media, and offer them some strategy for how to meet those goals. Once they're finished working with me, they'll actually then work with Loren, who is a personal stylist, and she's going to help style their photo shoot with Crystal. Mm-hmm. So they'll bring in their own clothing, accessories, props, hopefully in their brand colors, and Loren will work with them to put together those outfits. And she is, I don't know how she does it. All 3 of us were actually joking in the lobby. All of us are styled styled by Loren. We're all wearing Loren approved outfits today. Shout out there.
Proud. I know. I've yet to meet her, but I'm sure she'd be very proud. She's
but she is really great with taking, shirt A with pants C and putting them together with the right shoes. And you're going, why didn't I ever think of that?
You know, you've had them in your closet all along.
You've had them in your closet. You've never worn them together and you think I have nothing to wear. And then all of a sudden, poof, Loren comes in and you've got 10 new outfits you never knew you had. So she works then with you to style your outfits for your photo shoot. And then Crystal gives you a 30-minute photo shoot. And you think 30 minutes doesn't sound like a long time, but it is. She really gets you started, gets you comfortable. And out of that photo shoot, I don't even remember how many raw images she's able to get. We worked together on this event again this past fall. And you'll probably get about 30 or 40 images out of it. And then after the event, she edits two of the images, whichever two you choose, unless you want more. Whatever two you choose, she edits those images for you. And you walk away with that day with a marketing strategy, a professional, personal styling guide from Loren, and then the photo images from Crystal to use in your social media and bring some of that personality to your brand.
Love that. And where is that located?
So this time around, we're actually going to be doing that at the Block Studio, which is in Phoenix. And all the information, we have a separate website just for the event, businessbrandkickstart.com. So if you check it out, we only have 3 sessions left.
Good for you.
So if anyone is interested, pop on over there and pick those up, because in addition to those, we actually have some other local businesses who are including items in some goodie bags. And it's not just you're not just walking away with some pens and notepads. You actually are walking away with a couple of free eBooks that are normally the people who are donating them are charging for those. So you're walking away with some eBooks. You're walking away with some discounts on other programs and services. So you're really walking away with a lot of really good value.
And confidence. And confidence. Some photos. And
Just recently, in this last week, I had a client come. I have had pictures with Crystal. So all the pictures on my website are from Crystal.
And they're gorgeous.
And the outfits are all Loren approved.
I love it.
And I actually had a client who said, you know, as soon as I went to your website and I saw your pictures, I knew I wanted to work with you. And I was like, oh my gosh. So of course I sent that out to Crystal. Like we actually really, the combination of Loren and Crystal, I think we actually really got my personality this time. And it was just a 30-minute shoot. It was not part of the event, but it was just a 30-minute shoot. And I was impressed with how much I could walk away with.
Well, and when I came up with the idea, so it's actually an idea I've had for several years. I don't even remember if I mentioned to you, Erin, when we first started working together, where that ended. But it was something I'd come up with. And the reason being, when I was doing websites for my clients or coming up with content for the social media, I would say, okay, there's no pictures of yourself on your website, or there's one picture of you on your about page. And then there's all these stock photos of who knows who on these other pages. And so I started thinking of this event and how can I put something together where I can have those business owners get the photos that they need, and then I can help them decide where to use them throughout their social media or their website. And I guess, luckily, I was turned down by several photographers to start. And then Crystal came along and I forget what we were even talking about, but I just thought, you know what? What the heck? And I blurted it out. Hey, by the way, I was thinking of doing this event. She goes, that sounds awesome. Yeah, I want to do it. But tell me when. And I kind of sat there like, wow, you really? Oh. Like we want to pick a date, right? Oh, and then then the best part of it was, is by the end of the conversation, we both actually said, oh, you know, I wonder if we could incorporate Loren into this, because we had both met her and worked with her in a mastermind group together. And we both, that sounds great. So yeah, that's just how we kind of came together. And we pulled off the first event in 3 months. We basically planned it from start to finish in 3 months. And then right after that one, we said, you know what, we need to do this again. So that's how we came up with
possibly
April.
Quarterly or?
We know at least twice a year, but we'll see where, you know, as far as our schedules go and things go with the summer and what that looks like. But we definitely would love to do it more often. As it is this time, like I said, we already had several people who said, I can't make it that day. I'm out of town. Let me know when the next one is.
Well, for me, I'm listening through the lens of, if I were somebody coming to participate, it's a great opportunity to have concentrated time with each of you, mm-hmm. get what I need from, you know, the brief time that I get to be, but also kind of vet you to see if right. I want to work with you more mm-hmm. frequently. Mm-hmm. And I think that'd be a fantastic way to get to know somebody and have you get to know me. So I love the concept.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and especially before I hired Lauren and started working with her, I did some Facebook stalking and kind of watched how she worked with other people first. Cause it's one of those things. It's kind of personal. You know, somebody's going to tell you how to, you know, somebody's going to come in and look at your closet and who knows what they're going to say about your clothing. Who knows how they're going to dress you afterwards? How weird is that going to be? And I realized it's not like that at all. And so I feel like even just with working with Lauren in 30 minutes, you'll realize what exactly that means. And I hope, you know, they're getting out of it too, what that looks like as far as coming up with your marketing strategy. It's only 30 minutes. We, you know, don't get to do a huge, you know, real deep dive into it, but I feel like just in those 30 minutes, you're going to walk away with some new strategies that can help you either in the second quarter, third quarter, or for the rest of the year.
Sounds like it's an incredible opportunity. And I love that you only have a few spots left. So again, if listeners are interested in participating, there's only three spots left.
There's three spots left.
Spelled out business brand kickstart.
Yes.
is.com.
Mm-hmm. .com.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good. So I want to talk a little bit about the importance of making connections in business. I know this is one of the things that you and I really clicked on when mm-hmm. we first met. We've got some cool things coming up with the two of us as well. Talk a little bit about why making connections are so important from the where you look to see as you help business owners.
Mm-hmm. Well, I guess one of the directions I come at it from, especially when it comes to marketing, is I feel like a lot of people with the amount of information that is out there on marketing, as Aaron had alluded to earlier, you can find a million different ideas out there for how you should run your business, and they're all going to contradict one another. I feel like with all that excessive amounts of content that are out there, people who are looking to hire you for your services are really looking for somebody who speaks to them and who seems authentic. And I know even that word authentic is getting thrown around a lot right now too, but there really is a lot that goes into that. And so not only making those connections, I'd say as business owners, as I've done with Margot and what that has led to, and Aaron, what that's led to for us and our businesses, but how you can really connect with your audience and what that looks like and how that comes across authentically and just really a peek into what your mission and values are just as a business owner. How does that come across, and are you effectively sharing that with your audience so that they know what exactly it's like to work with you, and talking about with them, how can they show what those experiences look like? What does that experience of working with you look like? And so kind of a connection on a couple of different levels there. And I really didn't stop and think too much about the connections I had been making until I had been in my business for probably a year or so. And I could really track back almost every client I worked with in my first year of business to Margot and I at a Local First Arizona event. She and I she had just moved here and was starting her business here, and I was starting my business, and we met at a Local First event. It just felt like every time I went to a networking event, I was connecting with people. It wasn't necessarily, am I going to do business with that person? Or is that person going to do business with me? Because sometimes, you know, people go into networking events thinking, oh my gosh, this is so not me. People are going to be, you know, slimy, and what can you do for me, and this and that type of thing. And the Local First events were never like that for me. So that's why it's something I've always stuck around with. But I just felt like even if I wasn't going to hire that person or they were going to hire me, we still had gotten to know each other. And that's where that connection came in handy, was down the road, 3 months later, 2 months later, whatever that looked like, I could say, oh my gosh, I have a client that's having this issue, and I remember meeting this person, and I could pull out their information and pass it along. And I felt like I've met this person, I talked to them, I had a good conversation with them, so I feel comfortable moving you along.
to that other person.
And that's exactly how you're sitting here today with Karen.
Yep.
Karen and I had never even met in person,
yes,
but she had posted on LinkedIn about looking for somebody to help with social media for the Radio X. And I was like, well, Jacqueline would be great.
Yep, I know.
And so that's, I mean, and that's a connection that, you know, we've never sat down and had lunch together. I've known your journey through your past business, yep, partner. And so it was easy for me to say, Jacqueline's great at this. Here, she's a perfect fit. So I love how connection really does end up growing, not just your business either. I see a lot of women who are making really great friendships,
mm-hmm, sure,
and business, and then becoming business partners. I mean, that's what happened with you. If you look at Jacqueline, I think she really is the queen of connection.
She is.
Connection is true.
Yeah, very true.
Yes.
So now the two of you met through Local First, Margot and Jacqueline. Yes. Mm-hmm. And that's been how long?
4 or 5 years.
Yeah.
Wow. I think it was.
It was our first event, mm-hmm, together. We joined that night,
yep,
and we've been friends and colleagues ever since. And I, you know, all of us are kind of a one-man show, but we bring to our clients a wealth of people behind us. You know, there's many people. You know, if I know that someone's struggling with their website, okay, Jacqueline, you know, we were talking in the lobby, Erin, about, you know, I can do the productivity piece, but in terms of scaling up your business, that's out of my wheelhouse. So once we get things under control with someone's desk and time management, and they want to work on their business, then I can now, as a good friend that we met in the lobby for the first time, I can connect them with Coach Erin.
But, you know, I think that's the key is I've only known Margot for, like, what, 20 minutes now?
And she comes with credibility.
She comes with credibility because of my connection with Jacqueline. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And same thing, Jacqueline came with credibility because of my connection with you. And so I think, absolutely, connection really can bring credibility. But also hearing Margot say how wonderful Jacqueline is, it also helps with that confidence, which is where we all started talking, mm-hmm, which is that, you know, so connection can do a lot for you on a personal basis and not just for your business as well.
I think it's important to go back to what you shared, Jacqueline, is that if networking is not a comfortable thing for people, or you're always looking to have conversations that are around what I'm going to get out of this, you're missing the boat. Mm-hmm. If you can shift it, as soon as you're able to shift, then it's really what, you know, listening and who might I know in my network? And if I don't know anybody right now, maybe down the road, I'll either need your service or I'll know somebody who needs it. And if nothing else, I've met someone who I've enjoyed getting to know, and let that be enough. Mm-hmm. And then be of service when you do have those opportunities to do, to follow through on introductions, make sure that we're doing that. And I think the word that keeps showing up for me is really growth. It's personal and professional growth when you're willing to put yourself out there and get to know people in a very unagenda sort of way.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, and Margot touched on it as well, is we're all one woman shows. And even for those small businesses out there that think there's two or three or four of them, you can't do everything for everyone. But some of us, you know, have that heart that we really do want to be able to do everything for everyone. And so for me, just making those connections, that makes me feel a little bit better when a client does come to me and says, oh, by the way, I need this. You know, oh, for instance, I had a client one time, never responded to my emails. And I thought, where is this person? What happened? And then I find out it's because they have 1,000 or so emails that they can't get through. And I said, you need to go talk to Margo, because
after the show.
But it does make me feel like I can help them more than just being able to help them with their marketing. I can help them if they do come to me with, oh, I want to start my business. Oh, what's the name? I don't know. Well, do you have a logo? No. Well, what services do you want to offer? I'm not quite sure. I go, okay, maybe you need to go work with a business coach to really get some clarity. Is this really the right fit for you right now to start your business? How about we get that taken care of first, and then you can come back to me with some to get some marketing help.
Love it. And let's go back to productivity.
Yeah.
Since I just outed myself on the whole email, I literally today I saw two emails, and I was searching for something else, and I was like, oh my gosh, I have not responded to these people, and it's embarrassing. It's been since before the holiday, so. That's my issue.
I can help with that.
I know you can.
And you're not the only one.
No, I know I'm not the only one. So let's talk about what you do as a productivity coach. Mm-hmm. Who is, what kind of person besides Karen Nowicki needs to have you in their life?
So anytime you're sitting at your desk and you feel completely overwhelmed, anytime you're there at your desk and you don't even know where to start, it's all just too much. It might be all in your head. So your desk may be clean, but it's the mental clutter. You wake up in the morning with all the things that you have to do, or even worse, you wake up in the middle of the night thinking of all the things that you have to do.
Jacqueline and I giggle.
We both giggle. On the way, on the way, Karen.
And I'm looking up at the sky pretending like I don't know why you're laughing.
So when those issues come up, what are some ways that you can handle it? So we work together in making sure that you have great time management, great email management. If clutter and paper are all over your desk, clearing that so that you can find what you need easily and quickly.
So it's not just email, obviously. It really is mindset around stepping away from the chaos and having clarity and ability to focus. And you help us find the way to do that.
That's right. And once the chaos gets under control, what you step away from is the things that you love to do. Your family, you have time with your family where you are present and you're not thinking about all the things that are happening at work. You can do the hobbies that you love, like hiking, and go up on a mountain and feel that confidence like Coach Aaron was talking about, and not have to think about, what am I missing? Is something going wrong at work? Let me scan my emails. How much do we spend time on our phones just doing whatever when we could be present? And like you said, Jacqueline, having connection mm-hmm. and making that happen.
Fantastic. So I'm picturing myself at my son's baseball game. We had three in a row, so it was okay that I did this kind of. No, the game on Friday, I caught myself. Usually I have grandpa and grandma and my sister and her husband at the games watching as well. My husband's coaching. I caught myself so immersed in the workday, even though it had been 2 hours, my workday had ended 2 hours prior to sitting here at the game. And I was not engaged in watching the game. And I was picking up my phone literally like every 30 seconds to a minute and looking to see if some new all-important email had come through. Like, really? Mm-hmm. I was just stuck in that. I can't unwind. I can't step away from it. As a productivity coach, you help us through the clutter and all the overwhelm. Is there a piece of that that you help us with as well when we're having a hard time breaking away from it?
Absolutely. So I was talking about this client because it was my most recent experience. This morning I was sitting with a client and he's going through his email and I'm like, you're not breathing. just start with breathing and staying present. As you move through each email, how can you just stay confident,
love that.
Present in the moment, taking care of yourself. So in the front end, I usually come in with, I have so many emails, I'm overbooking myself. But on the back end, it's, how can you stay present? Are you exercising? Are you sleeping well? Are you eating? I have clients where the first thing I say is, how much water have you had to drink today?
Huge.
Did you have breakfast? How much sleep did you get? Those are the foundations of productivity. And if you miss those, you're going to have a really bad day. Straight away, your brain's not going to be able to function. So looking at that, and then kind of bringing you out of the clutter to a place where you can stay present so that you can watch your son get that goal, or, be there for your son.
That's fascinating that you say that, because I'm willing to bet if you simply help them get organized, like, okay, they clean up their email or they get the clutter and they have a system for where to put things. If you haven't helped unearth that foundation and have us embrace that, it's likely going to be 2 or 3 weeks and I'm right back where I am in overwhelm again.
Exactly. So I work with clients over a long period of time. So we start with an initial assessment. What is your vision and plan? And then for people in Phoenix, I will work with them face-to-face. If they're across the country, then I'll work with them over the phone through coaching. And we work together on what are some of the issues. And once we get to that calm place where you can take care of yourself, you can start taking care of your business, we can look at shifting your mindset into a place where you can be there for your son. Mm-hmm. You can enjoy the outdoors, being at a soccer game or baseball game, like you said, and just being there.
Huge.
And isn't that what life is about. It's about staying present in the moment.
And it's, in startup mode, which is where I've been for the last 10 months, I keep, and Jacqueline and I have had this conversation a couple of times, which is why I was looking for someone to help with social media. I can't possibly keep doing it all. And now that I'm starting to have the right players on the bus and in the right seats, I'm still having a hard time kind of stepping away and reintroducing myself to life again, which is fascinating that we're having this conversation.
And one of the things I work on with clients is, what can you delegate? You know, what are you willing to let go of? And it might be something really small, but I have a client, I've worked with her for a year. And at first he's like, I don't think I can delegate this. I don't think I can let this go. And she in a year has moved up as a leader in her own business to a point where she has someone else handling her email. She has all this amazing support and she knows it's being taken care of because she's matching those tasks with the right person. And it feels really great. Like you're able to hand over social media to Jacqueline, knowing that it's going to be great. She's going to take care of everything. You're going to shine. And isn't it amazing that you can free up that time to be doing something else?
Well, I can tell you already. So before Jacqueline and I met, I had Michelle Faust with Rhino Online Strategies.
Oh, I love her. She's a doll.
So she is also part of my team and she's taken social media off my plate until I could get Jacqueline in place. And then she's going to help me with email and some of this bigger marketing that Jacqueline and I are already masterminding on. But to delegate has been fantastic. I can't tell you how many times I've already texted Michelle and said, just you taking this off my plate, just the social media piece has been huge because now I can play at a different level in my business and I can focus on the strategic decisions. This kind of segues to what Aaron does, where I can start making a difference on behalf of revenue. If I'm in the weeds and I'm doing everything, I can't be looking at it from a visionary perspective, right, Aaron? Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Yeah. That was obviously a kind of a fake.
Hey, it's
but it's true, right?
It is. And you know, you hit on something. It's when you need to go to that different level and you're ready to delegate stuff, you have to have the mindset to be able to delegate. Because what happens is that means you do step up into a different level in your business. And so oftentimes people will say, I'm not delegating because I don't have the money to delegate, or I don't have, there's all these reasons, which are justifiable reasons. But the reality is it's because I know that as soon as I do that, I'm requiring a new step of myself. And so that takes that mindset. And I think that's probably where Margo and I overlap, is that mindset of being able to become more productive, put systems in place, because then you can handle more email, which means you can handle more business, you can handle more connections. And so sometimes that mindset will be the invisible piece that's holding you back.
And you get to help draw that out.
Absolutely. That's my fun.
Probably over and over and over again.
Yeah. I wish you could just draw out mindset like one time and you're like, okay, you're good
got
to go. I do tell my clients all the time, I'm like, as soon as I find the magic wand, I'm happy to let you use it as soon as I'm done with it.
Right. But until then.
Because it doesn't matter if you're the coach or if you're the client. We all, myself included, we all have mind blocks that are invisible. And, you know, you're kind of driving down that road of business and not knowing where those invisible mind blocks are. So you never know when the bomb's going to hit, you know, and you never know that it's the mindset that caused the problem. You always look for what other reason is it instead of mindset. And so you can spend a lot of time and a lot of money working on things that are not really the problem. And then you start to realize like, oh, I worked with this person, or I did this person, or I listened to every coach in the world and I implemented everything and it's still not working. It's probably not about the implementation process or about which tactic or technique you're using. It's probably more about a mindset.
It goes back to what we were saying about Margo and, and the work that you do. It's critical to have that be a component. And again, I was surprised that Jacqueline even mentioned that it, even in marketing, you've got to help people really get clarity and find out where are the holes and have them see them and help them, you know, gracefully, hopefully most of the time, navigate through that.
Yeah. And be okay with not having to do everything. You know, and that's, I guess, probably the biggest thing that I get when clients come to me is, I don't understand. I'm on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, Google+, Instagram and Pinterest, and I'm still not and I'm still not getting the clients that I want to get. And I say, okay, why are you on all of those things? Yeah. You know, you know, are you selling to, you know, 20-year-old women, 13-year-old, you know, girls out of the country? I mean, like, what, you know, what is your target market? And once we look at that, I say, okay, then there's no reason for you to be on Instagram and Pinterest right now. Why don't we start with one thing? And it's, again, letting them know it's okay that you're not on every social media. Oh, I hate Twitter. Well, that's good. That's fine. You don't need to be on Twitter. I don't? Yes, it's, you're good. You know, maybe down the road, things will change, or you'll have somebody who can help you out with that, and then it'll make sense. But right now, You don't need to be stressing yourself out by trying to be on everything, doing everything a little bit everywhere, rather than concentrating what you really need to focus on that one set of social media.
I think we've hit on something, and that is when something's going wrong in our business, it's either because it's marketing, or it's because of this, or it's because of that. And we go out and we try to look at that thing. But if you look at all three of us at the table, the thing you're going to buy, right, is confidence. Mm-hmm. What you're going to get is better marketing. Mm-hmm. But what you're actually buying is confidence. And I don't think many of us in business are going to go out and say, oh, I need more confidence. I'm going to go buy confidence.
I'm going to go buy some confidence.
But the truth is that if you work with any one of us, the thing right. you're going to get is confidence. Mm-hmm. And that comes back to the mindset stuff. No, it really is. If whether you're just starting out in business or you've been in business a long time, it's the confidence level, and things can rock your confidence and crush your confidence all along that journey. Mm-hmm. It ultimately doesn't matter which one of the three of us you start with. It's just start with somebody.
Absolutely.
Because they will give you a piece of confidence that you need to move your business forward.
Mm-hmm. Can we also get overwhelmed in networking and finding the right group? So part of what we highlighted is this great synergy amongst mm-hmm. the three of you and me as well. But in addition to chaos and maybe a lack of clarity, I have experienced people saying, I'm networking and I'm going here and I'm going there and I'm doing this, and I'm doing that, and volunteering in each of these organizations and not having business come through. So it's almost like mm-hmm. the example that Jacqueline just gave with marketing. Well, I'm here, I'm there, and I'm volunteering and I'm doing this. And my thought is, my goodness, you have now just outdone yourself for everybody else. And you have forgotten to take care of really your revenue and creating a lasting business because you've given away so much of yourself. Can anybody speak to that?
Well, I can. I think, in fact, one of my clients was the network queen, not the connection queen like Jacqueline, but the network queen. She was going to so many networking groups. And when I said to her, I think it's time for you to sort of slow down on networking, if not stop completely, there was like panic that set in. How can you have a business without networking? And I said, you can, because you've already been networking, but you have not taken the time to nurture those connections. And the reason comes back to confidence. I don't know how to nurture those. I'm afraid if I'm going to try to nurture that relationship, they're going to try to sell me their stuff. I mean, they're going to try to sell me their stuff. I'm going to try to sell them my stuff is what holds us back so much. And that's a mindset. That's a belief, right? And it's a belief that causes us to go from place to place to place to place because we believe that visibility, right, might be our problem. Really, what is it? Confidence or clarity on your programs mm-hmm. or the right marketing message. And this client started changing her 30-second commercial, and I do that in quotes, mm-hmm. because she started changing it, and she actually said, here's how to start with me, mm-hmm. right? So a lot of us are like, here's what I do, instead of, here's how I can help you, and here's how to start with me. And so if you're out networking and you're not finding the results, check yourself. What's the last time you said, and here's how to start with me, and have a specific place for them to start. And that's a lot of what I teach my clients is the power of that initial offer, of knowing what that one thing is. And I tell my clients, Jacqueline can prove it. I say all the time, you sell one thing, and that's that initial session. From there on, you connect the client to what they need, whether that's your own program or somebody else's program. And so if you're out trying to sell every one of your program, well, first of all, if you're out networking and you're trying to sell, there's a mindset challenge there. But you've got to know where you want that client to start that journey with you. And I think that's been helpful for almost like 99% mm-hmm. of my clients.
Yeah, that's huge.
And if our listeners can sort of look at their desks and see where's that stack of business cards? So you're out networking, you network and you gather cards and you gather cards and they pile up on your desk. What's the process? What are you doing with them? You just spent all this time with strangers where if you kind of stop the network and make the connection, you can then make the connection with your family because you're not networking as much. Mm-hmm. You have a bank of people behind you that support you in a connection and a colleague that you trust and you know, for me, it's, I love Jacqueline. I love the work that she does. And that's kind of a weird word to throw around in business, but
I throw it around all the time.
Yeah. But you know, you have to love what you do. You have to
love the people that you're working with.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah. Yes.
This is really a rich conversation. The other thing I'd want to say about networking is, especially when someone needs to scale back, getting strategic about where you're spending your time and who you're mm-hmm. spending time with, right? So a lot of, I think, business owners, especially those starting out, they want more visibility. They want to get out there. So they're especially women, I think, signing up for all the, you know, women networking groups that are available and finding that it's not the right, it may be the right tribe for them socially, but it may not be what transpires into either introductions for business or actual clients.
Very true.
Yeah, I look at it. And, you know, when I first started out, again, I wanted to be at all the different networking groups. It had been a few years since I'd had my own business and was trying to get back into things. And for me, it was hard and to put myself out there socially. And a lot of times the events were in the evenings. And by that time, I want to change into my pajamas at like 5:30. I don't want to go out, but you have in the back of your mind, oh, I have to do this. I have to do this. But I started to realize, no, I don't have to do this. If I go to an event and I come home with a stack of business cards and I email and follow up with them all, mm-hmm. and I don't hear anything back from any of those people, I don't need to go to that event again because mm-hmm. that event is not attracting the type of people that I'm going to make connections with, people who I possibly want to collaborate with or do business with. Okay, next, move on. And so I really started to scale back and look at only those networking events that somebody else in, you know, maybe a mastermind group or somebody else I've met invited me to. Because I thought if they invited me to this event, then they must feel like they're getting something out of it and I'm going to get something out of it as well. And pretty soon, that really whittled down the list. And so if I do go to an event, I go in with, what is it that I want to get out of this event tonight? Who would I like to meet from this event? Also, am I going to have time to follow up with these people tomorrow? If I have a really great night and I meet 5 or 6 different people, how am I going to be able to follow up with them? What systems do I have in place to do that? So I actually took a lot of my in-person networking off the table and do quite a bit more online now. You know, Facebook groups right now are huge. You know, there's a big emphasis now on businesses having a group that goes along with their business. There's a lot of different coaches out there, even people in marketing that are now starting Facebook groups. Even locally here in Phoenix, there's quite a few groups that when I joined, I didn't even realize they were local. And then I noticed, hey, wait a minute, everybody in this group is local. But there's quite a few groups that I have joined that I actually, within the first couple of months of starting to kind of interact in those groups, I've found clients or referral partners. And it all came from, somebody asking a question in the group and we all kind of chimed in. We can do it on our own time. We can do it, wearing our pajamas, without our hair brushed, whatever that looks like, without any makeup on. But again, it goes back to, what do I want to get out of this? What type of relationships? And again, the nice thing too about being in the Facebook groups is if things are like, this really isn't for me, and just jet out of there and nobody even knows. Nobody even sees you leaving. I think it goes back to what's the best way for you. What is your personality? What type of connections do you want to make and how can you best do that? And if you want to once a quarter go to 5 different networking events and you have the time to follow up and you're getting good leads out of it, or you're making those connections and you're finding some people that you can move forward with in either as a client or a customer or a referral partner, then that's great. But you need to give yourself that time limit of, okay, if by this time this isn't happening, I'm going to give myself permission to not come back to this group and not pursue that?
So we all started by, before we got on the air, we all figured out we're all introverts. And so introverts are going to have an even harder time going out and doing networking. We have all been introverts and we have all actually created really more deep and strengthened connections. So you don't have to network with everybody in the room. Mm-hmm. You know, you can find one person and one person can make, I mean, Jacqueline is the one person sitting at this table that's made these, you know, four connections happen. Yeah. So you don't always have to have everybody in the room's business card in order to succeed. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it just takes one person.
Right.
I did not like networking. I still would say I don't like going to networking events. Sometimes if there's an event where there's a speaker, I may go because I know I'm going to get some type of education from it. So I'll go do that. But I have not been to a networking event in over 12 months. But I do run a networking event.
I was just going to say, so how do you manage that?
Well, so I actually run a networking event online. It's a video virtual event called The Bizbury, and it's really a shindig online for entrepreneurial women.
A Bizbury.
A
shindig.
Yes.
I know. It's just fun to even say. You want to be fun of a Bizbury if it's a shindig.
And here's the biggest difference, and because this is what I found, was my clients, 99% of them are introverts, and it's one struggle to just introduce yourself. It's a whole second struggle to then try to create that connection furthering. So a Bizbury event is not a one-time networking event. You show up to the video conference and we do that for an hour, but then you have 7 days in a private Facebook group and you don't have to think of what to talk about because I'll actually give you questions to answer. So it's a guided networking event. And that makes networking more successful. I've been doing this. I started doing this years ago. I've been in business 12 years, so I don't know exactly how many years ago. I've lost track of all time. but I used to do it in person called Creative Connections. And what I did is just this year decide to move it online and call it a Bizbury because it's much more fun. And it is. It's like a party. And already I've seen connections being made. I've seen sales between the people who have attended. I've seen further connections. It's an event that you don't have to know how to network. I'll help you. I'll guide you through that process.
How do we get involved in that?
So you can go to ecoacharon.com/events and look for the Bizbury, or you can also go to /Bizbury and there's information on those.
How do you spell Bury?
Bizbore.
Okay, that's why I kept getting stumped. I can say it, but I couldn't visualize it. So it's Coach Aaron. Uh-huh. So the letter E, coacharon.com. And then you've got events section, obviously information about how to connect with you. Tell us about Sparks as well.
Okay, and I'll give you the Bizbury event date.
Oh, yes,
so the next one is Thursday, April 19th at 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. and it's Mountain Standard Time. All you need is a camera, a web camera and a microphone to be able to attend so we can see and hear you. But yes, in addition to that, I also run a Sparks Mastermind group, which Jacqueline has slightly hinted to throughout the whole thing.
Yes, I was waiting for an opportunity to just pick up on that.
I know. like Jacqueline mentioned, the brand business kickoff that she's doing with Loren and Crystal. So Loren, Crystal, and Jacqueline are all part of my Sparks Mastermind. And so I love watching connections be made, but it's not a networking group. It really is a mastermind community. It's coach guided and then peer enhanced. So I always, we meet 2 times a month and we also have a private Facebook group 24/7. So when you are up at 3 a.m., you can chime in and ask, why am I up at 3 a.m. trying to deal with my email?
And then Margo comes
and
in.
And somebody could say, you should talk to Margo.
Yeah. And it's funny, we actually, I don't know how many times we have discussed email in our Sparks Mastermind conversations, but we actually just had a client, or a member of ours, like 2 weeks ago, she was at like 3,000 emails and she's now down to like 300. Mm. And so it was really exciting for her and all of us. Just this last week, we had a client member of ours who wanted to put on an event and wasn't sure exactly what she wanted to title the event. And so she put out what she thought she wanted it to be. And there was lots of interaction to help her come up with the title. She then put it out. Several of our members, including Jacqueline, shared it. Her event's full.
Yeah.
Like within 48 hours, it was full. And this is her very first event. Another one of our members had an opportunity to do an advertisement in Bon Appetit. And she was like, I've never done an advertisement. And what we figured out was she's really good at writing flyer advertisements, but this was for a magazine. And so there was a lot of back and forth and not just, here's what I think, but here's why I think that. And so there was a lot of like Jacqueline coming in and saying, but let's remember this is the Bon Appetit community and they're probably more interested in X, Y, and Z. And so all of us collectively, and she was, you know, again, she has a really confidence in her ad going out into that newsletter. So it's a great community. It's really small. We're really intimate. You really get to know each other. It's not something I'm looking to grow to, you know, like 800 people in our group.
But you do have room for other members.
We do have room for members. Absolutely.
And how do you vet them?
So they have to be, it is exclusively for women who own a service-based business, and you have to be the owner and operator of that business. So you are the one who owns it and is providing the service to your clients. You can come as a guest one time per year and just find out what we do and be on and meet our members. And then you can become a member for either 3 months, 6 months, or 12 months.
Love it. Mm-hmm. And information about that mastermind is also on?
It's also on ecocharon.com/sparks. So our mastermind is called the Sparks Mastermind Community.
Fascinating.
Yeah. You have lots of shindigs and I want to be part of
it. Yeah, I know. It's funny. My clients constantly are like, how do you come up with these words? I'm like, I don't know.
Well, that's another great thing about the group is if you're looking for names for something, just throw it out there. Next thing you know, Aaron's going to be off and running and it'll most likely there'll be alliteration involved. Yeah. Or the letter Z.
Yes. Yeah. But, yeah. It's a great community of we don't expect you to know what you're doing. We know we don't all know what we're doing 24/7 either. And so you're not expected that. There's different levels of people who are just starting their business to people who've been in business. I think I'm probably the longest in business at 12 years, but there's a few who've been in business 8 and 10 years. They're not all in Arizona. So there are some outside of the Phoenix and Arizona area, which is nice as well. So come shindig with us.
Yeah. I love it. So Margo, how can folks get in touch with you and what's the best way to see if we're a fit for you with Wave Productivity?
Sure. So you can go to waveproductivity.com and it has all information about services and kind of what I provide. But then I do a free 30-minute consultation and it's really to find out, are we a fit? Does this really work? And sometimes people will come to me and say, you know, this isn't syncing, or, you know, I need marketing. And that's just not my scope of work. So it's really finding out what is the scope of work and then being able to provide that.
And the place to start is a conversation with
you,
right? A discovery session or, love it. Tell us your website again.
Waveproductivity.com. So wave like ocean wave, productivity like you need it every day.
And yes, we do. But you're all going to sit down with me after the on-air button goes off and give me a little therapy session. And Jacqueline, we're winding down on our time for the segment. But before we leave, let's have you tell our listeners where to get a hold of you. And then I want to, after you've done that, have a few moments at least to talk about 100 Women Who Care.
Oh, great.
Valley of the Sun.
Yeah, so definitely.
How do we get a hold of you for marketing, all things marketing?
So the best way to get in touch with me is my website, anotherhandadvantage.com. And what you'll find on there is you're able to either schedule that introduction session with me, a 30-minute phone call, and get that scheduled right on there. Or if you're ready to jump right in with a marketing systems review, you can a marketing systems review. Yes, you did. You can actually get that started on there as well. And so that's the first step for working with me is filling out that questionnaire. You'll be answering some questions. You may not have answers to some of those questions, but you're going to try to answer as much of those questions as possible. That gives me a really great background as to what you're already doing in your marketing, but also what are your goals? What is it that you're looking to accomplish, whether it's this quarter or this year in your business? And then after that session, after that questionnaire, we actually meet for 60 minutes online through a video session, and I'll walk you through everything that that I see and come up with a strategy for you. And then moving forward, if you want to check back in once a quarter, whatever that looks like, I have marketing strategy sessions as well to help with those check-ins and almost holding you accountable. If you say you're going to do it, A lot of my clients will actually just use those sessions once a quarter to say, I did it, or I didn't do it. And then I could say, why not? And then we can, start with, well, maybe you need to work with Margot. Maybe you need a content writer. Maybe you need these other things, but that's really where the best place to get started is.
Love it. And I literally did just fill out my survey or whatever I don't know what to call it, but at 3 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
So as we met,
I got up this morning, I'm like, oh yay, somebody sent their questionnaire. And I was like, it's Karen. It says 3 a.m. Well,
and it's been, I think, 2 weeks since you sent me the link, but it was a matter of trying to find my way out of the weeds long enough to do it. Yeah. So 3 a.m. Mm-hmm. made sense.
Yeah.
We could literally, and we should, have an entire radio segment about 100 plus women who care Valley of the Sun.
Right.
So I'm going to say that first before we let you give a little bit of a summary and then tell us about some of the upcoming meetings. We are going to have that, right? We're going to have you back in the studio.
Oh, definitely.
A lot. Are we ready to talk about that too?
I think so.
Okay, so take it away.
I hope so, because I was told I was hearing a big announcement today.
Okay, so first 100-plus women. Yeah. Do you actually say it 100-plus women who care?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so tell us about that, because it's fairly new to me.
Right. So in addition to starting my business in 2014, I also co-founded a local chapter of 100 Women Who Care. It's actually an international movement. There's 100 Who Care chapters all across the world. I believe they're up to about 550 established chapters and over another 200 and some odd that are actually in development. But basically, the concept behind 100 Women Who Care is that once a quarter, our members get together and the members have nominated charities that really are meaningful to them, have a special place in their heart. They nominate those charities. And then once a quarter, we meet for an hour. We pull three of those charities out of the hat, and whichever member nominated that charity gets up and has 5 minutes to tell us why they love that charity and why we should support that charity. So after we've heard from all three of those charities, all of the members in the room vote, and the charity that receives the most votes receives the money that evening. And by money, I mean all 100 women in the room write a $100 check directly to that charity. Yeah. So within that hour, we've raised $10,000 for that charity. So we...
Incredible concept.
So we actually... Being the group of overachievers that we are, myself, Kim Tarnopolsky, Jen Kay, and Stephanie Milner, who also co-founded the 100 Women Who Care Valley of the Sun, we decided when we started, we'd had the one chapter, but we didn't want to just have one group in one part of the valley. We started actually in Ahwatukee and Scottsdale, and since then have grown to 4 groups. Wow. So we now meet in Ahwatukee, Scottsdale, Avondale, and brand new Chandler. We just launched in February. So we have a couple of meetings coming up. If it sounds like something that's interesting for you, we've got on April 12th, we actually have our West Valley meeting. April 17th in Ahwatukee, the 18th in Scottsdale, and the 19th in Chandler. And you can go to 100wwcvalleyofthesun.org and you can find out all of those dates. So if you're a woman that's busy, but you really want to give back in the community and you're looking for a way to not only give back once a quarter, but also learn about 3 different charities each quarter that are making a big impact here in the Valley of the Sun, definitely check that out.
There's so much buzz about it. And it was funny because when you and I sat down and met for the first time, we were chatting and all of a sudden you mentioned 100 Women Who Care. And I'm like, wait a minute, that's you? I've heard so much about it. And the reviews, the collaboration, the joy that people have experienced in participating and really contributing not only their time but also their money to worthy causes. And there are so many worthy causes.
There are, and that was another reason why we really wanted to bring this to the Valley, because we realized there's so many causes out there. And there's a lot of people who, again, going back to that feeling of being overwhelmed, there's a lot of people who really want to make a difference and they just don't know what they can do to make that difference. Or they feel like, I could give my $100 to this charity, but how do I know what kind of impact that is going to make? But when they're in a group of women who are also all making that $100 contribution and they can see the check for $10,000 being delivered to that charity,
that following quarter, that charity actually comes back and talks to us, talks to our meeting, speaks at our meeting and talks about the impact that was made.
Oh, wow.
And so when they can actually see that full circle, like, oh my gosh, I didn't just donate $100 last quarter. I was part of a $10,000 donation. And here's the impact that it had. That's really a great thing to see. And so far to date, we've donated over $250,000 to local Arizona charities. So we're quite proud of that. We have a big goal by 2019, which, oh my gosh, that's next year. By the end of 2019, we want to have donated $500,000 to local charities.
No doubt. Are you gonna overshoot that?
Yeah.
Good for you. So again, we'll have you and your co-founders and maybe even some recipients in the future. The other news is
drum roll, please.
Drum roll.
Does Erin even know? Oh yeah, she does. And Margo does too.
Yeah.
So just our listeners don't know. So tee it up.
Okay. So I'm excited to share that through my obviously meeting Karen through Erin, who on LinkedIn mentioned me, this and that. We actually got started talking. Karen and I started talking and came up with, oh my gosh, you need to have your own radio series here at Phoenix Business Radio X. And so I said, well, okay, not at all on my radar as far as what I wanted to accomplish in 2018. But I just said, you know what? It's one of those things where I really want to go for it. And so the first initial meeting was, okay, well, what do you want your show to be about? And I said, oh, I know right away. You know, this is something I'm really passionate about. And it's basically, how are businesses and organizations in the Valley and across the United States making those connections in order to amplify their impact in their community? And what does that look like? How did that happen? I need to know. I'm that kind of person. I'm like, I need to know. How did this come together?
The master connector, the queen connection needs to know.
I need to know the workings. And so, so I came up with C3 Amplified, which stands for Connect, Create, and Collaborate. And I'm looking forward to the second and fourth Thursday of every month, just having some awesome community-minded business owners and organizations here in the studio.
Well, we are so excited and so honored to have you as a sponsor and a host. Again, it will be Thursdays, the second and fourth Thursday, I believe at 1 o'clock in the afternoon. Mm-hmm. And we got to sit down and build up the show concept. You were already very clear about, you know, what you wanted the show to focus on. And by the time we got done working for about 60 minutes, we had a list that went on and on and on about the different people and different businesses that you would love to have come in and have that conversation with you. So I think we're launching at the end of the month.
Then. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So good. Well, we'll be making those announcements, but you heard it here, folks. Da, 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 da.
Da, da, da.
Very exciting. And obviously, I'm looking forward to learning what I can about marketing. I have a little bit of that backpack on, but again, I feel like I'm going in a bunch of different directions and I'm not quite clear that where I'm headed, especially with social, is where I need to be spending my time. So I can't wait to have you take a look at that form that you received at 3 o'clock that I sent. You didn't receive it at 3, I hope. You got it when you got up, hopefully at a decent hour. But I'm very much looking forward to the reciprocal relationship and that collaboration that we are creating together. Ladies, it's been a blast. Really, so much fun to see you all again, and Erin, see you in person for the first time. And I do welcome each of you back again. Our format is really, let's just have a really cool conversation around business and see where it takes us, as well as increasing your visibility so that more people know about the great work that you do in the world. You've been listening to Phoenix Business Radio with Business Radio X. Some media leans left, some lean right, and we lean business. Until next time, I'm Karen Nowicki.